This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Just about a year or a year and a half ago, there was a 911 emergency system outage that affected 11 million people in seven states. 6,600 911 calls went unanswered. Nobody died, but the idea that you would dial 911 and nobody would answer the phone is somewhat unsettling. The cause of the outage wasn't a big storm, wasn't a natural disaster. It was a software glitch. And similar outages are happening more and more often as the 911 system is shifted from analog to digital, a transition that has been rocky at best. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more on that.
Hi, 17, thank you.
Hi, it's Phil Keith, Evanston with a transfer. Go ahead, miss.
When a call comes in to the 911 center in Evanston, a suburb north of Chicago, Carl Hasting doesn't ask what the emergency is.
Evanston 911, where is your emergency?
He asks where it is. That's because a lot of calls come from wireless phones and internet-based phones. Unlike landlines, they don't always send along reliable addresses to 911. That leaves Hasting with two options. Either get the location from the caller, which happens most of the time, or...
We would send officers to the vicinity to see if they can locate anything.
So they'll just start looking around?
Correct.
Eventually, a fully internet-based system will eliminate this guesswork and even bring in videos and photos from callers.
We are in this uneasy transition phase between old and new technology.
Henning Schulz-Rennie was chief technology officer at the FCC until he left a year ago for Columbia. Now he teaches computer science and engineering. Schulz-Rennie and other telecom experts say the transition isn't happening fast enough. One reason is that it's expensive, and the bulk of the cost is covered by small 911 fees on your phone bill. In the meantime, the system has become a patchwork of workarounds, not fully internet-based, not completely analog.
It makes the system more complicated, in some sense more brittle, and it leads to less redundancy.
In other words, fewer backup systems. To keep costs down, telecom companies have outsourced their 911 routing to subcontractors, which consolidate customers from multiple states. That's created the potential that a single point of failure can knock out service for millions.
We've seen a number of sunny day outages in the last year or so.
David Firth is deputy bureau chief of the FCC's Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau.
Outages that instead of affecting maybe a single community, they were affecting an entire state or an entire region.
That's what happened in April of 2014. A software glitch in one operations center in Colorado knocked out 911 service in parts of California, Florida, Washington, and four other states. The FCC fined two subcontractors involved in the outage more than $17 million. The agency is now looking to implement new national guidelines, proposing, among other things, that companies be required to conduct regular audits to ensure that they have working backup systems.
We take 911 very seriously, so there is a sense of importance in terms of making the changes that need to be made.
Some in the telecom industry have objected, saying the FCC is overreaching into areas of 911 oversight that are the purview of states. AT&T filed comments with the FCC, arguing that the new rules would be costly and burdensome, and that the FCC can't regulate the 911 ecosystem into a, quote, zero-defect and outage-free world. The FCC's comment period is ended for the proposed new rules, but the agency won't say when they may be introduced. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.